When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
With my good colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, who's agreed to comment about the debate between first-term President Donald Trump, now former president, and first-term President Joe Biden, on a stage that was conducive to careful presentation. There was no audience. The microphones were turned off. When one was speaking, the other one could not interrupt. The questions were pointed and repeated again and again when they weren't answered. And yet, Professor, the president's presentation right now, according to the headlines everywhere that I'm reading, London, Berlin, even Paris, in my translation, are surprised at the president's deportment last night. Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised because I believed that this was going to happen for a very long time. But it's one thing to believe in, it's another to see that in a stage where there are no excuses, no distractions, that the man basically can't do anything on a public stage. And I think that the debate was over even before he opened his mouth. He comes on the stage and he looks ashen. My view was he looked as though somebody had just taken him out of a coffin and propped him up to speak there. Then when he opened up his voice, the oral part of the thing just simply complemented the visual point of the thing. His voice was hoarse, broken, uncertain. His gestures were very tentative. And so I think, in effect, that the debate was over before he said more than two words. Everybody understood he was not fit to run for office. Now, that doesn't mean you could force him out. The standard joke, and it's a kind of a nasty one, is, well, you can't get rid of Biden because you then have Kamala Harris, and she's utterly unelectable to any public office because she doesn't know how to handle really difficult missions of any sort. So he treats her as his insurance policy. Well, that may still be true, but at this particular point, I think we will probably have to wait for another round of polls to come out. And if that comes out, as may well be expected, as showing Biden with now a 5 to 7 point deficit trending in the wrong direction, I think the effort's going to be to try to save the doomed ship. And the Democratic's problem is very simple. If he just leaves and she's promoted, she's not a winnable candidate. She'll lose to Trump by penny points. And so that ends that. If you then try to figure out who else is going there, you can't think about Michelle Obama. She has no inclination to do the job. She doesn't have a campaign. And I've worked for a long time on this Obama presidential case, and nobody pays the slightest attention to the utter skullduggery which goes on there. But if she's now running for president, everybody's going to want to know about everything that both of those people have done, not only at the center, but with their Netflix deals and everything else that they have in their particular.
The headlines are mentioning the governor of Michigan and the governor of California.
And well, those are the two that are most likely. They're both pretty far to the left, popular within their state, but probably not electable elsewhere. Gavin Newsom is going to have to deal with the problem that he's introduced all sorts of legislation that won't fly at the federal level, including his tepid support of a reparations program which should make every black person who's eligible for benefits a millionaire and have to put billions of dollars, trillions of dollars maybe, in order to do this. That's not going to fly. Even his simple devices like the $20 an hour minimum wage for the fast food service industry has resulted in many, many, many layoffs. His climate policies are an utter disaster, having caused far more danger than anything else that you could happen. I don't think he's electable. Miss Whitmer is a little bit less out there, but she's still pretty far to the left as well. And her base is smaller than his base. So I don't think she could win. The reason why they're the leading candidates is both of them were angling for 2028, and it's now possible that they could foreshorten their campaign and get something going by the time that we deal with this in August. But my own view about this is Joe Biden will find an excuse about his cold or something else to say, I just had a bad day, but I'm a great president.
And the vice president is saying just that, Richard. You have 90 bad minutes, don't cancel out 3.5 great years.
They're not 3.5 great years is the basic problem. Now, did Trump exploit all of this? Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, if you would judge his debate against a normal candidate, you would have to say it was a weak performance because he missed his strongest arguments on virtually every point that he had to deal with. You know, he never really stressed the utter mess that took place in Israel and why it was the slow walking of munitions and the particular defense of Hamas in Palestine.
We have one minute.
Okay, so he didn't do that. He didn't deal with the stuff having to do with the executive orders on student debt and so forth. So there are large numbers of things that he could have made much sharper and much better. But the difference was he had a confident voice, and it looked like he was prepared to go in the ring to box with anybody for 15 rounds and come out maybe shaken, but certainly unbowed. And so he looked as though he could run. So nobody is going to talk about the weaknesses of his performances because they're not disqualifying. They're only going to talk about those of Biden. Everybody knows that they are disqualifying, but nobody knows to do what this happened. So this is the situation. You've got a big party, like a bunch of parents. They have a very unruly child, and they don't know how to discipline him, even though they all believe that he has to go. But they may not be able to make that happen anyhow. Welcome, Democrats, to your problem.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, commenting on the Supreme Court decision in the SEC case and on the debate, the first debate of two, we're told. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.